Just to start, can I have your, if you don't mind, your full name and date of birth, if you're willing?
Lewis Winston Peter Lewis, the 15th of November 1941.
Lovely. So I have permission to record this interview. And yep. Where and when, these are sort of generic questions and we can diverge from these as we go along. Where and when were you born?
1941.
Yeah, but in Clare? Clare, yeah. And how did you first meet Father Satori?
In primary school.
Lovely. And can you recollect that early meeting or your earliest memory?
Yes, and I think many years ago I sent you a cutting with that letter. When I sent you that original photo some years ago when you were appealing for some information.
Right.
So we were in school till about 11, and then he went off to St. Mary's College in St. Ilo.
Right. So so what sort of, what would your favourite stories about Father be? If any.
Always dashing about looking scruffy as hell.
As a child now.
Yeah.
And apparently as an adult, from what I can understand, the interviews we've done. So, anything in particular?
No, nothing in particular.
No. And did you continue to be friends after primary school, or you just...
Well, we drifted apart away. He went off then to St. Mary's in Aberystwyth and off to... English College in Lisbon, and of course got a Dane, and then was shuffled about the place, and that's it. But he always called to see us when he, if he was back in Leicester.
Yeah. And would you say he had any impact on your family, or did you know?
Well, we knew the family as a whole. They're very good people, and particularly his parents were very saintly people.
Were they? Oh,
and not in a sickly sense.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. Still with an edge. So, yeah. And I'm just trying to think if there's any story you'd like to, you know.
None in particular than what I put in that letter.
Yeah. What about in school? Did he...
I can't remember that far back now. I'm getting a bit on myself, you know.
Yeah, that's true. So, as a character, could you sum up Father Satori in a few words?
Bumbling with energy, always cheerful.
Lovely.
And just a wonderful character. And always a touch of wickedness, perhaps I'd say, you know?
Oh, that's lovely. Yeah, that's great. Oh, that's very good. So Chiara's going to have a word now.
Is it okay if I ask you a little bit about what your experience in school was like, so we can get a sort of a better picture of like a typical day in the life, what you would have studied, what your teachers were like, if you can remember anything like that, that would be very useful.
Well, the school was St. Mary's School in Llanelli. The nuns were all from the Ursuline Order, mainly Irish. Strict disciplinarians, and it was a very basic primary school education.
Did you participate in a lot of sports? I've been told that Father Satori was a bit of, he liked long jump and running when he was in school.
Yes, well that would have been in St. Mary's in college in St. Ilo.
In the senior. Mm.
So did you, when you studied, you did primary, did you go... follow on into the same secondary school as Father Satori, or did you go your separate ways?
No, Father Satori went to the Carmelite College, St. Mary's in Llandilo.
Yeah. Brilliant, okay, thank you. And
I'm not sure whether he was sponsored by the diocese or part, or his parents paid, I'm not quite sure. It could have been a combination of either.
Yeah.
And then he went off to St. Mary's in Aberystwyth, which prepared people perhaps who hadn't done quite so well in A-levels, etc., to prepare, you know, for entrance into the seminary.
Fab. Do you think, from your earliest memories, that he had that sort of desire and passion to become a priest, or do you think that's something that came to him later on?
It came later on, I think, and he shocked his mother.
He was just an ordinary, normal schoolboy, wasn't he?
Absolutely, yeah.
That's nice, that's good.
And in regards to his mother, you mentioned in your letter that she referred to him using a term. Can you remember what you said to us, and can you elaborate on that a little bit, please?
Gypsy.
All right.
It's got to be careful these days what you say, or you'll get a lawyer, called a woke person and God knows what. She always refers to him as the gypo of the family.
It was more as a term of endearment there, wasn't it?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, that's lovely.
But is there anything else that you'd like to add or mention before we wrap this up?
No, there's one thing. I don't know whether you'd like it. I've got some photos of the church in Schlesley where he was ordained, if they're of any use to you.
All of those things are absolutely welcomed. Yes, please.
Has he got the address?
Also, would you like a photograph of his gravestone?
Everything like that would be most welcome. Thank you, Mr. Lewis.
Well, there's no chance today or tomorrow with this weather of doing it.
No, don't go out this
weather. And I've got a hospital appointment next week. Oh. But once I've done it, I'll pass them on to you.
Oh, that's amazing. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
No problem. Right.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you.
Cheerio.
Best
bye
wishes. Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.